Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Greg Sullivan back on the show. Greg's a longtime member, come 18-year member. He's already had our his anniversary with us, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire, former the Entrepreneur of the Year. The SBA gave him that award about 17 years ago, and he's founded more than one company and sold it and keeps moving on to more and more success. And he's an expert in the area of cybersecurity, folks, one of the top in the world. And we're so fortunate to have him as part of our Brain Trust. Greg Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Always a pleasure. Glad to be here today.
Good to have you back. So I remember about a year or so ago, maybe a year and a half or so, I don't know if you remember this happening, but the CEO of Norton, McAfee, made a statement. I don't remember his exact words, but it was essentially, "We've lost the war against the cyber bad guys." Do you remember? You remember that quote? He basically said,
"Of course,
we can't." What do you? Can you say it better than I did?
Well, the bottom line is what he was. The message he gave was, "We have to do something different, and we all have to do something different." It's their techniques are effective. And primarily because of the human aspect of their methods, not because of the technologies. It's just the whole comment was about bringing awareness to this, because we all get impacted in ways and sometimes we don't even know.
Right. Well, do you think he was saying? But I got the feeling he was talking about his own products. That as hard as they worked, if the bad guys went in, they couldn't keep them out.
So a product like that works by knowing what bad guys look like first. And the problem is malware is now generated by machines, not by humans. And so the rate at which they can develop new techniques for penetrating organizations is greater than what humans can respond to. So they're always a little bit ahead, or sometimes a lot ahead. And so what he's trying to say is we have to recognize that we can't keep most of our network. So we have to do more than try to do that. If all you're doing is defending the fort, you've decided, or as we say in the technical, the perimeter of your network, then you've made a decision that they exploit. And the decision you've made is that all data inside my network is treated equally or is of equal value. And that's not true. And some data deserves better levels of protection than others. And that's part of what was meant by we've got to do things differently.
Right. Well, you know, this reminds me of just terrorism, right? Because the terror defenders of America often say, you know, the terrorists only have to get it right once. We have to get it right every time. We can't miss. And that's kind of the way it is with cybersecurity, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And they have numbers on their side. they can attempt something a million times, and they only have to succeed one of those times. And I was just reading, I think IBM just did a recent report on spam and you know, the countries affected and the techniques that they use. And so spam is automated now. So they just push a button and out comes all these emails. And the circumstance they exploit is we humans click on them. We click on attachments. We click on links. They're very, very clever at tricking us and believing it's a legitimate.
They're getting better and better all the time.
Yeah, and then your machine can become a generator of future spam or future malware creation. They're using our computers.
Well, that's exactly right, and it can take down a company. If it gets infected in your company, it can take your company down, can't it?
It can take down your entire company and make it nearly impossible to recover. It can take you down when you're not even the target of the attack.
So, folks, you've got to be diligent. You've got to have basic security systems on your computers. You have to have it on all your computers. You have to know when they're renewing, so you make sure that they do renew. You have them on auto-renewal. You got to train your people what to click on and what not to click on. Don't presume that they know what you know. Otherwise, you could be in serious jeopardy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.